Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, now, that last number, now Falling in Love with Love, I thought was interesting because he actually played the tune. You played the tune on your
amazing?
Bass.
That's nice. Yes.
So then why do we need a piano player if you're going to do that?
You know, I just quoted the melody to end my solo. That's standard.
Don't give me that double talk that bass players always give you. Yeah. You played the tune on your bass.
I just play the melody.
That's his job.
Let's just hear the whole tune.
Should we get
without
rid of him and just have you do it all?
Let's
then?
Hear it.
You
can,
No. We don't want that. We want John.
I mean, that's not commonplace, is it, for a bass player to actually play the tune?
Well, a good bass player, no, it is commonplace, but we haven't had many around here.
You say a good bass player could do it?
Yeah, Jeff does it all the time.
Oh, okay. You're saying he is that.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. All right. That's why I like you.
I thought it was rather unusual.
Thanks, Michael.
For what? I was just saying. Okay, it was good though. Falling in Love with Love was that last number from Richard Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. Would you say hi to my husband Andrew, who couldn't be here because he's doing a heart transplant?
Doing one or having?
Just gonna let a little thing like that stop him from coming to a quiz show on public radio. We had to invite our cousin instead. Okay. Angela? Is he doing it, or is he the recipient of it?
No, he's the anesthesiologist.
He's the anesthesiologist. Okay, all right. Well, is he on the phone a lot during the procedure? Because he's got a lot of time on his hands, really. His job is mostly done.
Usually not on the phone.
Does he Facebook at all during these procedures? No? No, I'm like, okay. I'm just curious. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Andrew. No, don't get up. That's okay. Keith from Buffalo. Where's Keith from Buffalo? Says, how do you know who won a debate? I think, you know, you see Mitt Romney taking a Tebow. That means he won. You know. Okay. Dark socks, your usual look, Brenda. What color socks are you supposed to wear? Where is Brenda?
Right back there.
She left.
Why?
She left. She insults my socks. What color socks are you wearing, John?
Black.
Yeah. What do you got?
Black.
Jeff's got black.
This is total non-sequitur, but my sister's here today. I just wanted to give a shout out to her. And she's with somebody named Brenda, but I don't know if that's the same Brenda.
We're talking about my socks, though. Yeah, man, is something wrong with black socks? Do you understand socks? I never did.
No.
Like, what color socks are you wearing?
White. White.
Okay. Is that your usual look? Huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty insulting, though. Your usual dark socks, your usual look, and then she leaves. Now I got to think about this for the rest of the day. What are you supposed to wear? What kind? Does anyone know socks?
Well, you always liked a good Argyle socks, didn't you? Don't you?
I like a nice Argyle.
Yeah.
Nice gold toe. Very nice. Just don't have them anymore. They all fell apart and I never got new ones. All right. I don't think about it. Then there's Charlie Chappell or Chappelle. I was going to get to that. Charlie Chappell sounds better, though, doesn't it? Charlie Chappell and little. Let's see, from Summerfield, North Carolina. Drove here to see your show, but I've never heard your show before. What an act of faith. We have to meet a man who would drive all the way from North Carolina to Wisconsin to see a show he's never heard. What, are you a Congregationalist, or what is your faith, if I might ask?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you get roped into it? What happened?
I don't know.
So
I came here to see my goddaughter and her family, and they gave me a couple of beers last night, and they told me I was going to go see Prairie Home Companion today.
That takes more than two beers to complete that illusion.
But the Redskins play tomorrow, and Illinois is going to lose today.
Okay.
So I figured this was about the best I could do. I was beat sleeping in.
Yeah. And do you still not know where you are?
I think I'm in, it's Illinois.
Yeah, it's northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois. Okay.
Well, thank thanks for coming anyhow, even though you didn't want to or mean to.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Okay,
be here next Saturday.
Yeah. Charlie Chappell, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that funny? They made him drive here. Why he was doing it. Now there's Becky Morgan Cook from Fond du Lac, who is missing a high school reunion in Peterborough, New Hampshire, a 43-year reunion, to be here. Figures you'd be in the same row with Charlie Chappell. I guess you'd stand up, Becky Morgan Cook. What's the thinking there? Isn't that a little more important?
Well, I had the tickets for you first.
Yeah.
And then I got
so that's $5 and $5, or what was it?
It was too far to go.
Yeah, so you're living in... You're in
Fond du Lac, yes.
You didn't want to go back to New Hampshire.
Well, I'd love to go back.
Yeah.
But I haven't been back for about 25 years, so...
Yeah. You got to go one of these days, though.
One of these days.
43 years is pushing it.
Well, it's just a shout-out to my class. Class okay. of 69, Peterborough.
Class of 69.
Peterborough High School.
All right, okay. Next time, maybe. All right, well,
nice to meet
you're
you.
Here.
Thank
I
wish.
You. We have anything for her? How about, you know, making that decision not to go to New Hampshire?
Absolutely. How about the beer bottle charm, Beer Makes Me Smarter, from Say Cheese Designs?
Yes. Where to your next reunion? Mark Neiman has an interesting card here. He's from Athens, Wisconsin. Do we have an Athens in Wisconsin? Oh, yeah. Oh, because it's a guy who wears white socks. Because it's his usual look. I wear white socks most of the week, and I dress up for the show. I wear the black ones for the show. I don't see what the big deal is, why it's even an issue. Do you?
Nope.
White socks absorb a lot of the foot sweat.
I find that to be true.
Yeah, and that's really what you want a sock to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad we agree on that. You're a land clearing contractor?
Yep.
What does that involve?
Anything from moving brush to trees, opening up lanes and clearing land, that kind of stuff.
So anything that's standing, you will take out?
Yep.
Okay. Did you ever get the wrong land? That's never happened, has it?
One time my brother took down the wrong trees. Oh, yeah. That was a bummer.
Yeah. Did you have to put them back then, or what?
No. Well, kind of. We had to pay for it.
Oh, okay. Well, that happens. Not your fault. I don't get this here now. This is a weather thing.
I heard on radio that out east somewhere, there's this crab that predicts when the winter's going to come. It walks off the dock and it swims toward one trap or the other. And this year, it went towards the one that's going to be an early winter.
Early winter?
Yep.
It's the same crab every year?
Yeah, it's like the Punxsutawney Phil for crabs.
Of crabs?
Yeah.
Is there a name for it?
I don't remember.
What's the lifespan of a crab? I'm just curious. Do they have more than one attempt at this, or?
Well, it's like the second year they've done this.
Oh yeah. Because yeah. I know those little woodchucks or whatever they use for the predict the you know what is that? What is Phil?
Groundhog.
Oh, he's a groundhog. Isn't that the same thing as a woodchuck?
Yes.
They call him a woodchuck, and it doesn't have as much panache, as we say. With our black sock crowd. So it's the same one every year? Same crab every year?
It could be.
Did you follow it last year?
No, I just heard about it.
Because I'd like to know his track record.
Right. Well, he said he was right last year.
Oh, okay. Year before? Does he go back that far, or when did this crab start doing this?
I'm not sure if they use one every year, but as I understand it, this was the second year for this particular crab.
Well, thanks, Mark, for calling our attention to it.
Thank you.
The man to call if you got to clear some land. Okay. Okay, Joe. Oh, Joe. Okay, hey, okay. That's the mister.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, what about that idea about mounting a weapon on your four-wheeler?
I'll call my buddy and it'll be no problem.
Let's see now. Life coach. We got a life coach. Where's our life coach today? Sarah Carnes, Lake Geneva. Where is she? Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good.
Do you have a life coach?
I do.
It's not you, though. You don't do it in the mirror. And...
No. Sometimes.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Else not me,
all right. Let me just talk to a life coach because I meant to all these years. We didn't used to have life coaches. I don't know when we started having them. When we started needing them, apparently. I mean, it's a fairly recent occupation, isn't it? If you were, well, here, just come here a second. Hi.
Hi. Fine, thanks.
Before you were a life coach, what would you have been, given your propensities?
Caterer and mom combination.
Okay. So is it a combination of catering and mothering that makes you a life coach then? Those skills?
It was life experience that required some coaching for me to walk through that made me realize that I had something to pursue there.
Cool. That's cool. Who was the first life coach, though? I mean, was there someone who... it's just like a few years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes?
Many years.
Jesus, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
Life coach.
Ministers would have been. Yeah. Jesus, whoever your neighborhood... everyone would go to, the mom down the street who all the kids would go to.
But I mean as a profession.
As a profession, yeah I'd say Jesus, you're similar. Probably right on there.
Okay. But he didn't call himself a life coach, but that's sort of the... What do you do as a life coach? Do you live with the person for a while? And
no, every once in a while I'll work with somebody more intensively. But really, ultimately, I'm a cheerleader, a person who gives them a kick in the butt if they need it, as well as some compassion, because I can't want their changes more than they want it for themselves.
So wouldn't that require actually living with them and getting up with them? And the first thing they should see in the morning would be you.
I haven't gone that far, but I guess it could be an option.
On-site. Thank you very much for that, Sarah. Thank you, Life Coach.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Booking the game, Life Coach. We're going to play the quiz because you saw how it went the first time. It could go that way again, or, it could go right through the roof on this. But last time, they won everything. So here's a chance. If you saw that the first quiz and you said, well, that's something I could do, let's hear from you right now. Let's hear from you right now. Let's show a little enthusiasm for the concept. Show enthusiasm. Guy from Illinois, okay, he's got his hand up. Okay, Illinois guy has his hand up. What about someone not from Illinois? You're not from Illinois, are you? No, I didn't mean that. I was just kidding. Come on, dear, come on down this way. Join us over here. How are you?
I'm great. I'm from Sun Prairie.
Sun Prairie. How not Illinois can you get?
I traveled to get here.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
You come down Washington.
Yeah, I'm with my friends right here.
Where East Washington just continues.
My Madison Newcomers group.
Excellent. You are?
Cheryl Graves.
Cheryl, are you from Sun Prairie originally? Or?
No, I'm from Illinois.
Oh. Hoisting my own petard, ladies and gentlemen. Or hoisting Cheryl's petard. Cheryl, right?
Yes.
Cheryl, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I listen to you all the time.
Okay,
and yes. I want to give a shout out to my husband who's turning 50 this year and wish him a happy birthday. Wednesday.
Is he here?
No. He slept in.
He slept in. Well, he doesn't deserve our shout outs. Cheryl, come on down here if you would. Join us on the What Do You Know stage, along with Cheryl, who will now play the quiz and a shout out to her husband.
And nobody expects a repeat performance from... I don't think I'm going to do as good as she did.
Yeah.
She set the bar kind of high.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
She was good. Did a good job. What do you do these days, Cheryl?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
Stay-at-home mom?
Yep.
How many you got there at home with you?
I've got two.
Yeah?
13-year-old who is a handful.
Oh, yeah.
And a 10-year-old who's becoming a handful.
Oh, yeah. But pretty soon they'll be, they don't need you so much. You can go out and... get your handful somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that day.
Yeah? Well, that's good. And a boy and a girl, did you say? Or
yep, boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. Okay. So you got a teenager there now and a wannabe.
Yes.
Teenage wannabe. They get along, do they?
You know what? They do sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when I tell them to go clean their room. All of a sudden, they find each other utterly fascinating and quietly play in their rooms
together.
Isn't
that sweet?
Yeah.
Very nice. That's nice. And you live out in Sun Prairie?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Wonderful place, Sun Prairie.
You know what? It's gorgeous. We love living in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I always thought I'd be always an Illinois person, but I am.
Don't keep saying it.
You know what? You know what?
What?
I am totally Wisconsinite now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go see, Packers.
You see, it's possible. It's possible to take one and raise them as if they were our own. And it can recover from any of those symptoms, actually, over a period of years. Where in Illinois?
Elgin.
Oh, from Elgin.
Yep.
That's a nice place. Okay, Cheryl, you know how the quiz works?
Oh, yeah.
Someone out there plays along with you, and you cooperate. See, they're already on the line here now. Excuse me just a second.
Someone Jack. Smart.
Jack, what are you thinking, Jack?
Hello?
Jack? Yeah, Jack, what's your thinking here?
What the question comes from? Yeah.
That's the question. The question is, what's your thinking, Jack? We haven't asked the question yet.
What am I thinking? Because I can't believe I got on the air.
Well, you're not really. I'm just stopping here
okay.
to point out the fact that you're there and there's no question.
Okay, all right, no question.
Okay, I'll leave you on there, though. I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-oh. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, when we ask the question. Sarah.
Yes, Michael.
Now we're playing the quiz. How does a person at home who wants to play the quiz here with Cheryl do that?
Well, if they haven't already picked up the phone, they can do that now and dial 1-800-942-5669 or 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW and answer this qualifying question.
This one?
This one.
How many gray T-shirts does Mark Zuckerberg own is the question. We need to be pretty close on this, don't you think? Sarah?
Yeah, I would say within 10.
Let's go to the phones right now. The question is, how many gray T-shirts does Mark Zuckerberg own? He just revealed this, I guess, in an interview. I don't know, Barbara Walters, somebody could draw that out of him. Let's go to the phones right now. It's Jack from Belton, Missouri. Hey, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Let's pretend we never met. Do you follow Mark Zuckerberg at all, or are you a Facebooker?
I refuse to do Facebook, but I do know who he is.
Yeah, you don't go on there and stalk?
Not at all.
No. My daughters won't let me actually go on. They won't friend me. What does it mean when your own daughters won't friend you on Facebook? They won't like me. They have to like me. They said, Dad, there's no way I'm going to... Now, my brother Clayton went on, and they gave him a limited... whatever it's called.
A limited like.
You know what that is?
No.
So you can't see any of the good stuff. They'll let them see, like, you know, their main page or something, right? Or their status. But you can't see anything else. But anyhow, Zuckerberg is responsible for all that. How many gray T-shirts does he own? He seems to wear nothing but a gray T-shirt.
256.
Sorry, Jack. That's way off.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks, though. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Peter's on the line from Sherman, New York. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Michael.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, good. How's your morning so far? What's going on?
Well, I'm driving down the road hauling pumpkin soup.
You're hauling a load of pumpkin soup down the road, are you?
Yeah.
Well, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. Yeah. You got a pumpkin soup tanker? Is that what you're driving there?
No, it's sloshing around in a crock pot.
Oh, it's in a crock pot. Okay. I thought you had a big hose, truck with a big hose on it, and you're going to unload it in some pumpkin soup.
We'll go over to our woman friend and deliver a pumpkin
Peter,
soup.
Peter the pumpkin soup tanker.
Hey, I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, cool. Where is this soup going to end up then, Peter?
Waterford, Pennsylvania.
You're in New York now. You're going to Pennsylvania with a crock pot of soup.
I crossed state lines. I don't know if that's cool or not.
I guess it depends what's in your soup, really. But
yep.
What's the occasion?
Go over with sending my caterer and deliver. I got that, and I got collard greens and some baked potatoes and a bunch of tools. I'm gonna do some honeydew and. You know, you get the idea.
Oh, you're catering an event.
Well, I'm going over to visit a woman friend.
Oh, say no more, Peter. If she doesn't like this, she doesn't like home cooking, I'll tell you that. This ought to work really good for you, Peter.
Well, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. I think it's going to work. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Peter, you're our hero now, Peter. You're doing it right.
I trust you. I trust you. I've been listening to you for years and years and years.
Yeah. Oh, you're my man, Peter. You're going to be...
Yeah. All right.
Okay, good.
So long.
Yeah. How many gray T-shirts, though, does Mark Zuckerberg own? Not to change the subject.
Right. Sure.
Not as many as you might think.
Well, 7.
More than that, but not as many as you might think.
my answer or what?
Well, no, I just want you to think about it. You know.
Oh, well, think about it again. Well,
yeah, I know you're preoccupied with your soup 29. And your greens. How many?
29.
Within how many did you say?
I said 10.
20 is what we have here. He's admitted to having 20, and I think it's low anyhow. So we're going to have to give that to you, Peter. So are you all right to do this while you're hauling all that soup and greens?
No. I stopped. I'm rested. I'm in good sleep.
Okay. Are you on the side of the road, or did you pull off?
I pulled off here by the side, yeah.
Okay, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it? Pretty much. As I think about it.
In front of the feed mill.
You're by the feed mill?
Yeah.
Okay, so you won't get hit or anything or while you're doing this?
No. Okay. I'm all right.
Okay. You got those little orange triangles you can put out or something while you do this? Little cones?
Well, you want me to get out, put one out? I can't if you want.
No. That's when you get hit, man. That's the worst. No, just stay in your vehicle. Stay in your vehicle, Peter.
Yeah. Well, we might run out of time.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, this is Peter.
Hi, Peter.
He's your partner.
Yeah.
Let's go right to the quiz then, shall we? What are those categories?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Peter, pick the first one. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Could be anything. Yes, it is.
Good man.
Did the Roman Empire spike greenhouse emissions? I mean, when they're really happening, the Roman Empire. Was there a spike in greenhouse gas emissions during the Roman Empire?
On the upside, it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Yes or no, right?
Yes or no, right. Yes, can't see both of those.
Yeah, sort of. No. Okay.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes. You're saying
yes. Yes is yes. It did. The big spike. Of course, there was also the Han Dynasty in China. That could have contributed. A lot of incense. You can do things. And
we're at one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left then?
And the remaining categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or science.
Things I should have learned in school.
School, okay, here it is.
Uh-oh.
If you are comestible, what are you? Comestible.
Comestible?
No.
Can you spell that?
Comestible, yes, I can.
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh, would I spell it? Comestible. Comestible. Means what quality? Say, of pumpkin soup, for example.
Able to get along well.
Able to get along well with others?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid edible. It means edible. Yeah.
Oh. So sorry about
that. That would be...
As in comida, in Spanish. Yes. Yeah.
That would be, Sarah?
That would be one right and one wrong.
Doing your taxes? Yeah. What's left there?
We have current events, people, places, or science.
Okay. Back to Peter.
Oh, I don't pay attention to anything current, so how about science?
Science it is. Who can dive deeper, the snailfish or the fangtooth? They both go deep.
I love these.
They both go deep, I'll tell you that right now.
How about my partner? What's
snailfish or fangtooth, deepest diver?
The snailfish?
Snailfish is right, yes. That's two right. One more, we get it. Come on, we can do it. What's left there?
We have current events, people, places.
Current events, people, places. Hurry. No pressure here. Hurry!
People.
People. Okay. Who follows their own advice more, doctors or nurses, in terms of healthy behavior?
Oh, that'd be nurses.
Or doctors. Talk it over, Peter.
Agreed, nurses.
Or doctors. Talk
or
it over
doctors.
Now.
I think it's
Talk
doctors.
Talk it with Peter. Did you hear them both? Something wrong with this card. Doctors or nurses, who follows actually their own advice more, doctors or nurses?
Doctors. Nurses?
Or nurses. You say doctors? Doctors do? You say doctors have healthier behavior than nurses?
I want to say nurses.
No, I'm thinking nurses. I'm going to stick with nurses.
Do you want to win or don't you?
All right.
Now what are you thinking?
Go ahead.
What does the audience think? Okay, I'm going to doctors.
Doctors is right. They won the one you know quiz. Unbelievable comeback. Oh, they won.
Cheryl, as the temperatures and humidity drop, you'll soon be in need of the soothing comfort of Badger Healing Balm, containing extra virgin olive oil, beeswax, castor oil, aloe vera, and other all-natural ingredients from the Duluth Trading Company. Peter, you'll star at your next Nuministic convention with a custom-minted, premium-quality, not-seen-on-TV Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter. It's legal tender at all fine What-Do-You-Know department stores nationwide. non-mother load. Oh no, ending prizes. And you can get in a little freeform recreation before the snow flies with a bright red transparent Celebrate Erie 2006 Frisbee from Erie, Pennsylvania. Congratulations.
Well, we're getting
to
rid
you
of everything, aren't we? Carol, congratulations. Thanks for playing the quiz. Peter, hang on.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at
Thanks
Wisconsin
Thanks,
Public
Peter.
Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Oh. Adam Friedrich, producer with assistance from Michelle Good, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Yeah. Technical director Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert. Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Thanks, Sarah. Boys in the band.
PRI, Public Radio International.